Hello, everybody. It's Kate Beaters, your breakthrough expert, and welcome to Brilliance Builders Podcast. I'm happy to be here with you again today. Got a topic really cool to teach you, one that's near and dear to my heart. So I want to welcome you from Boston, and you know, grab a piece of paper, make sure you've got that handy. Also, too, want to welcome back my community who's been listening to my podcast, let you know how much I appreciate your support. And if there's any topics you're ever interested in having me teach about, you know, please email my team, info@katebeaters.com. And for the new people, I want to welcome you. You'll find my podcast short, right to the point, and that's because I know we're all busy and I want to give you something that's pretty transformative but kind of a quick hit and easy to implement. With my mindset and business development strategy background, the two sides of my brain, you'll find that my teachings are sometimes on one side, sometimes on the other, and sometimes they're a mix of both. And that's what keeps things interesting. And, of course, if anyone is ever looking to dive deeper, you know, I know the content I'm teaching you is amazing. However, like me, you know, none of us can do it alone. We all need to have mentorship, guidance, an expert, someone to help us. And if that's the case and you're ready, please email my team, info@katebeaters.com. That's info@katebeaters.com. Let's set up a time to talk and see if I am the right coach for you and if you're the right client for me. How's that? So here's today's topic, and this thing I was thinking about based on something with a conversation with one of my clients. So those I find always make the best podcasts. So today's topic is the four steps to reduce the cost of success. So think about this for a moment. Success is something that we want, but people often self-sabotage. You know, one step forward, two steps back. And as much as you think you want something, you can't get out of your own way. Have you ever done that? Because I know I certainly have many times. And it starts becoming a massive problem as it makes achieving your goals impossible. So some examples of how it may show up is that you notice your schedule getting full, and then all of a sudden, you know, bam, things get quiet on your calendar. In fact, so quiet that you can hear a pin drop. You may get a significant payment, and then all of a sudden you've got an emergency that requires a large sum of money, and that excess in your bank account no longer exists. You might have an exciting opportunity, and then you get so sick that you can't participate. You may get a new high-paying client, and then they change their mind, and you're left feeling really rejected. You might find that you're getting more and more comments on your social media posts than you ever have in the past. But what happens is some are negative, and so you pull back your posting to not draw attention or attract criticism. And in your personal life, a way it could show up is that you could start to lose weight, you know, feeling really good, and, you know, then somebody compliments you, and then you grab the first candy bar you can find to eat. So one of the reasons for the forward and backward game is the cost of success that you perceive. So let me explain what I mean. There's always a trade-off when moving forward. So let me repeat that. That's important. There's always a trade-off when moving forward. And what that means is that you have to let go of one thing and replace it with another. So, for example, if you want to grow your business and make more money, that means you're going to have more clients. More clients means more time spent working. So you will have less time for family and fun. There goes your freedom. At least this is what you believe. I'm not saying it's true, but this is what you believe. And one of your core values is freedom, right? That's for most people, the core value is freedom. And so anything that looks like that's going to interfere with having freedom, people tend to reject or run away from. So here's what I recommend doing to stop the self-sabotage. First of all, create a list of the costs of this success for you. That's the first one. Number two, ask yourself, is each cost worth it to you? Is each cost worth it to you? Number three, put each cost into perspective. And number four, shift to what is actually true. So that's your first step, answering those four questions. Now, there's more that needs to be done to really and truly get on the path to breaking through to your brilliance and having the success you want. So I want to invite you to join me for a really spectacular day, which is going to give you a giant leap in the right direction. And you want to go check that out at brilliantbreakthroughday.com. That's brilliantbreakthroughday.com. kpeters.com. So go ahead and make sure you register early. Take advantage of early bird pricing. And again, that's brilliantbreakthroughday.com. And until we meet again, be brilliant.